Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily to receive ministrations from Turning Point. After that, pray more on your own. Then rebroadcast it to all your contacts. It will bless them. Welcome also to Thursday, the 27th in March. God is said to bless you in an unusual manner today. Open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen, I receive it. I see the hand of God take you from where you are to where you ought to be. The angel of the third month shall go all out on assignment for you today. In your life's journey, you won't remain redundant on the same spot. Divine power for motion, for progress, and for steadiness and increase, productive and profitable venture shall be your portion in life. Who is this? There is a controversy around you or your things, or there is a connivance, a contention about you or one of your children. Now, lay your hand or your mantle on your head or stand in the gap for that your child. I prophesy the controversy, the contention about you ends today. God will intervene for you. He will take off the battle from your hand. Who is this? You give to people. When they come to you for help, you help them as much as you can. But no one really is answering to your call when you need help. You help others, but no one is helping you. You give to others, no one is giving to you. Oh, who is this pastor? You are a pastor. You minister to people. You pray for them for healing. But you have a health challenge that refuse to go. Oh, you pray for couples, trusting God for babies. They conceive and deliver. But you and your wife, you are still waiting on God for years. And you wonder why. Then you pray, you fast, you tithe, you sow battle seed, you put memo on the altar, you serve in your church, yet things remain the same for you. You are not seeing progress. Ah, for all these people that I spoke about by word of knowledge today, I bow my knees on this holy altar to pray for you. Receive answers to your prayers. Pastor, be healed. Lay hand on your head. Lay your mantle on your head. You are healed. Couples, trusting God for conception, receive your miracle babies. In the name of Jesus, you will carry your twins. You that give to people and nobody give to you, that narration is changed today. Get set for great harvest. God will put you in the mind of good people to be blessing you with money and with the good things of life. Say amen, I receive it. Right? March 27, celebrant, your birthday prayers. Open your hand. Your life is blessed. Your birthday is blessed. All celebrants advancing in age, senior citizens, under the sound of my voice today, you will age gracefully. You will live a sickness-free old age. Your children will not have to be carrying you about. You shall not be bedridden. You will not be a concern to your children. In old age, you shall still be flourishing in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Now, all listeners, listen to this. On your birthday, yearly or annually, if you are able, if it will not stress you, if your faith agrees with it, you see those conditions, then sow a birthday special seed in line with the number of years you have spent on earth. It works wonders, but only if you will do so cheerfully, without stress, without complaints, it will work for you. If you don't do it, there is no sin. God will still answer your prayers. But if you are able to do it, wow, it takes you and your family and your generation to another level. Now, let's treat issues. Please listen, learn, and apply. First issue today, your speaking on tongues teaching and ministration was on Friday, March 18, 2022. Thank you, sir. Wow, March 18, 2022, you dug into the archives in your telegram. Oh, this is good. If you have been listening to us since March 18, 2022, and you have not deleted it, listen to it again. Then, if you can send the whole message to us so that we can send it out to people, I believe many members had not joined us as at March 18, 2022. And our media too, if you can dig back into the archives and find that message of March 18, 2022, let's send it out on how to be baptized with the Holy Ghost with speaking in tongues. Please do so. Meanwhile, thank you for sending that date to us. Next, good morning, Daddy, and my TPGF members. Please, concerning tithing, sir, if I'm giving a grant for business, should I pay tithe from the capital before using it for the business? God bless you, sir. Wow, I've spoken to this several times. My answer is no. The grant is for business. It is from the business net profit. You now pay tithe, which is 10% of the net profit. So start the investment with the money you are giving. Follow all the business growth principles. And when profits start coming, then be faithful in your tithing. Next, good morning. Please, I'll be resending this. Daddy, please treat it. I really need your advice. I'm in a relationship with a man older than me with 11 years. He met the attributes of a godly man. He loves the things of God. But I always see different ladies visiting him. And when I asked, he said there is nothing between them. They are just friends. And I'm not comfortable with this. What should I do, Daddy? Should I quit the relationship? I am above 40 years old, and he is also above 50 years. We are both singles, both your children on this platform. God bless you, sir. Wow, always have an opposite sex around him as a single man. Contradict the good things you said about him initially. Because if he loves God and he knows God's word and is mature, he will flee every appearance of evil. Saying nothing between him and them, they are just friends, is not good enough. It's not a good defense. No one will believe him for that. Unbelievers seeing ladies gyrating around him will think of something else. He will have no testimony around them. If he insists that he will keeping them around him, then please, don't continue with that relationship. He needs to be matured and to be disciplined. Since he's also hearing this, please be sincere and change. People around you will interpret it differently. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 21 says, flee from all appearance of evil. Not even the evil, but anything that appears like evil. And this one appeared to be evil. Next, good morning, my beloved daddy. Please kindly extend the teaching weeks for us. More grace. Wow. Extension of teaching weeks. I did that once. We took it for 3 weeks. Okay. We trust God for his divine leading. Next. Good morning, Daddy Femi Emmanuel. My husband divorced me in 2020 because I had only 2 girls who are now graduates. He went and married a woman that has male children for him, who I believe he was keeping outside. After a year, the woman left with the children. Now he's looking for means to return the bride price so that we can marry again. Daddy, I said no. The marriage was full of domestic violence, torture, and intimidation. He was a decorative husband. No positive impact on the family. I provide food, pay house rent, pay children's school fees from their nursery school to university. He nearly fought my kinsman the day we went to return the bride price to him. Wow. Now that the other woman has left him, he now wants to return. It all depends on you, man. If you have a heart to forgive and overlook all his misbehaviors and sins, and you are still going to be able to love and relate with him as a wife, then do. Because really, you are the legal wife. But if you know, it will be returned back to your earlier pains, abuses, and then danger, then don't. So do whatever you consider good and safe for you. You know him better. Next, good day, sir. A pastor got married for over 8 years. They had a baby girl. But the wife's mother came and took his wife away, saying the pastor's mother is a witch. The church tried to intervene in a bid to reunite them, but both the wife and her mother refused. Daddy, can the pastor remarry as he's not getting younger? Thank you, sir. Wow. I'm just wondering how a matured woman, the wife of a pastor, should agree with her mother to come and destroy her home. Well, if the story is as you stated it here, then 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 15 can apply. It says, if the unbelieving depart, a brother or a sister is no longer under bondage in this matter. That is my take. Not all will agree with that, but that is my own understanding of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 15. We cannot ask the pastor to just remain like that. I don't believe that. Listeners, let's have your comments on this if you have any different from mine. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Let's do so daily. Let what is blessing you bless people around you too. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day in Goshen Land, Allen Avenue Junction, Ikeja, Lagos. TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos leave home on time to beat the traffic. Focus of prayer today is fulfillment in all areas, marital, financial, family, ministerial, in all. Come and collect the match anointing oil for divine speed free. Come and receive the anointed mantle for prayer and receiving the power of God free. Others have collected theirs. Come and collect yours. Two services we hold today as usual. 7 to 9 a.m. first service. 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Bring things to represent things as a point of contact for impartational prayers. It will result into wonders. Those already coming, don't miss it today. Don't miss it any week. It will totally transform you. The same two services we hold in Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo centers. Please be there. Same service, same ministration, same anointing, and same manifestation of God's power. Then the much announced and expected National and International Ministers Conference, the first this year, is holding next week, Wednesday, April 2, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Ikeja centers. It is for all ministers, irrespective of denomination or gender or color, general overseer, state, regional, district, parish, assembly pastors, upcoming ministers. It is for all. Please be there. Today is a good day to pay your tithe, transmit your battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, and the seed of 333 we are doing this month. Do so. Tomorrow, Friday, is the palliative distribution in Dominion City, Ibadan. For those who already have the tickets, only people with ticket given out last Saturday will be admitted. Distribution of palliative or food in other centers will be announced in due course. I prophesy to everyone's life today, go and see the power and the wonders of God. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.